terrorists.
What's going on?
A foreign army invaded the United States in last year's remake of Red Dawn. But producers made a change before the film was released. The story of Americans fighting off invaders originally had Chinese soldiers as the villains. Now they're North Koreans, so Chinese audiences or censors are not offended. Some big action films also have a China connection. The upcoming Iron Man 3 was partly filmed in China, and its script was subject to scrutiny by Chinese officials. And Chinese sensibilities influenced the disaster epic 2012, says Stanley Rosen of the University of Southern California. He studies China's film industry.
Even if you're not shooting in China, a film like 2012 would be very careful to include positive references to China. Negative references will simply kill the market.
The recent spy thriller Skyfall had scenes cut for Chinese audiences. And the science fiction film Cloud Atlas lost 40 minutes of its action on the cutting room floor. But Chinese audiences love big movies with special effects, so Hollywood films account for half of the receipts from Chinese theaters. Chinese-born actress Lisa Liu played China's Dowager Empress in Bernardo Bertolucci's 1987 epic The Last Emperor, a Chinese co-production mostly filmed in China. She says today's market has created solid roles for Asian actors. That wasn't true in the 1950s.
So all they wrote were either laborers or washwoman or a dragon lady who has a restaurant.
China's expanding middle class has given a boost to the country's own film industry. Last year's comedy Lost in Thailand from director Xu Zheng was a huge box office success, coming in second in all-time Chinese film revenues after Hollywood's Avatar. China is also an attractive film location with low production costs and many sets, says Lisa Liu.
Streets of Europe, streets of New York, streets of China. You go there and you can have everything you need.
Hollywood studios are finding Chinese partners for co-productions, and Disney and DreamWorks Animation are investing in tourist attractions in Shanghai, says Stanley Rosen.
It's an evolving relationship, and Hollywood needs China, as the North American market has been flat. But China needs Hollywood as well, as you see with DreamWorks going in, Disney going in.
And China is coming to Hollywood. The Chinese company TCL has purchased naming rights to the historic Grauman's Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard. And the Chinese conglomerate Dalian Wanda Group has bought a major American theater chain, AMC. The ties between China and Hollywood are expected to grow in the future. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.